Albert Peter Macassayet III allegedly barricaded himself, his three children, and two other adults inside his mother's house in Klawak after troopers arrived to arrest him on the charge of murder for the death of his girlfriend, Judy Lee Guthrie, also 27. Guthrie was found dead on July 31st next to a trail near Klawak on Prince of Wales Island. An autopsy showed she had been strangled. According to court documents, when Alaska State Troopers arrived at his mother's house at about 1:30 p.m. Tuesday to arrest him, Macassayet fled inside, produced a gun, and barricaded himself in the home. With him were his children, ages 13, 7, and 3, and two adults. According to the Troopers' online dispatch, negotiators called the house to try talking Macassayet into surrendering. After several hours, troopers sent for the South Central Special Emergency Reaction Team, or SERT, to help. In the meantime, negotiations continued, and the two adults and the oldest of the children left the house at about 6:30 p.m. Macassayet remained inside with the 3-year-old and 7-year-old. The standoff continued until shortly before midnight, when the SERT team intervened and arrested Macassayet. There were no injuries to law enforcement, the children, or Macassayet, according to troopers, although Macassayet allegedly took some kind of drugs, resulting in a possible overdose. He was brought to Ketchikan to receive treatment at Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center. Once he's released from the hospital, he'll be jailed on the charge of first-degree murder. According to troopers, additional charges of resisting arrest and third-degree assault are expected. According to the complaint filed in court by Ketchikan District Attorney Stephen West, Guthrie was killed following a night at the Hill Bar in Craig. Video surveillance from the bar shows Guthrie and Macassayet leaving with two other people shortly after 3 a.m. on July 31st. West writes that at about 11:30 that morning, Macassayet called the Craig Police Department to report Guthrie missing. At about 5:30 p.m., he called again to say he was searching for Guthrie at the Sunnyhay Trail. Half an hour later, Macassayet called a third time to report he had found Guthrie's body. In the complaint, West writes that Guthrie's body was not easily visible from the trail, and even with directions from Macassayet, searchers had a difficult time spotting her. West notes that Guthrie was found with most of her possessions, but was missing one sandal and her phone. Those items were allegedly found in the vehicle Macassayet was driving. Macassayet and Guthrie live together in Heidelberg and have children together. West writes in the complaint that Macassayet has a history of domestic violence arrests, including past incidents of choking Guthrie. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.